The Spice and Hour is made possible in part when our listeners use our links for Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob is a Podcast when you start your Amazon shopping at robiswebsite.com/Amazon or for our friends in Canada, robiswebsite.com/AmazonCA. Everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here with another edition of the Spice and Hour here on RHAP. And we have here on the line, they're all fired up today. Let's bring them in. Here is Spicin'. It's Spencer Pratt and Tyson Apostle. Hit it. Oh my God. Spencer has just flown back in from, he was in Vegas this weekend for Pacquiao Mayweather. He's ringside. Back ringside.
What's that? I saw you on TV, bro.
I know. You know, I thought I should just spend $100,000 to be bored. I thought it would be fun.
Is it true that Mayweather came out to this song?
I think he was had it going in his in the locker room. Yeah,
I heard that too.
Oh my God! So much to celebrate this week, Spencer. Is it true also that you have a new addition to the Spidey household?
Yeah, I'm finally I stepped it up, and even though I have no content that actually can play 4K, I thought I might as well have a 4K TV so that I can at least say I have 4K. You know,
4K.
4K. I'm official and I'm legit now.
What's the occasion? Why 4K?
Well, I decided that I needed to get a better TV in my little workout room because I woke up to some tweets from our Spicin' Rob Has a Podcast fan base letting me know that I have Big Brother Canada people talking shit about how fat I am, and that was the final straw. So I people can say whatever they want, but I will not be fat anymore. So
don't blame the RHAP audience for reporting the news.
No,
don't shoot
the
messenger.
They just informed me. I didn't kill any messengers. So I was just tired of.
Is that what they said? I heard that they were talking about that you sell crystals for a living.
I'm fat and I sell crystals for a living. And yeah, so I mean, at least they got one thing right. You know, I'm in deep in the rock game over here with the amethyst.
Wait, so you're buying rock at wholesale and then kicking it for retail?
You're slinging crystal.
I wish. You need money to buy crystal.
Yeah.
But I do have an event coming up that I invited you, Rob, to and your wife. And
yes, what's this?
So I'm doing a little TV episode of some where they throw you a party.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I'm having a graduation party. And I told the David Tatera that I want all crystals surrounding the party, giant crystals. And so I told him if he doesn't make that happen, he's the worst party planner ever. But yeah, back to my 4K. I got my 4K. It's insane. Now I just need to find something in 4K. But I heard that Netflix has a couple shows in 4K. I hope I haven't seen
it yet. YouTube does too. YouTube has a bunch of 4K stuff.
So maybe I'll just buy a 4K camera, film a bunch of Heidi and my dogs doing funny things and just watch them all day.
So the 4K stuff, that is on clearance because 8K is on the way. Is that what's going on?
I think because it was half off. So I initially just wanted a little TV. Next thing you know, I got a 55-inch Sony 4K because they're $1,500 off right now. And I won't. Did I already say where it was? Because it's not our sponsor of the day, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, no, it's an undisclosed electronics store.
Yeah, it was an electronics store. And if you need a bed, make sure you get your bed from...
Casper.
Yep, and Casper mattresses.
They have 4K mattresses.
4K mattress, wow.
Dude, I saw an 8K TV at CES.
Yeah.
And nerds were splooging their pants like crazy over it.
The 8K?
Oh, there really is 8K coming?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's an 8K coming, bro.
Oh, it's coming. And it's called that because that's how much it costs.
I don't know, because they got 4Ks right now for like $9,000.
The 4K is 9K?
I saw 4K for 9K.
So yours, how much was...
You get like a 78 inch.
Yeah.
So his 55 4K was 1.5K off from 3K.
1.5K?
So I got an incredible offer this week to do a TV show out of the blue. I can't say the show because I'm still waiting for the final figures. But
wait, it wasn't the show you just talked about?
No. This is and here's the problem. I would have to go be living in this house for 10 weeks, and I can't a week without Heidi because that's my life.
Is it the surreal life?
I don't think if they're bringing that show back, I hope they talk to me because Heidi and I love the surreal life. No, it's a new show that it would be its first season. It's but it existed in the past years ago, and they're bringing it back.
Newlyweds.
And I would be the only celebrity, with air quotes, only celebrity on the cast in the house. They just wanted one celebrity and they asked me if I would do it.
So it's a show that used to exist and then they're going to bring it back and they have one person who's a celebrity.
And it's a bunch of people in a house for 10 weeks.
Yeah.
The real world never went off the air, so it's not that.
It's not the real world.
I think that was the last season of the real world.
Is it opposite worlds?
No, but so question. Could you leave Rachel for 10 weeks? Oh, wait, you did for Survivor. So you're the
No, she went with him.
She went with me once, but I've left her twice for it.
Yeah, what was the longest you left her for?
The 8 weeks every time on Survivor.
Damn.
But the thing is it's a job, dude. If you're getting paid enough to have that be your yearly salary, then why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
How much money is the lowest? Because you were potentially going for $1 million.
That's right. Yeah. The thing about Survivor, it's like a turn at the roulette wheel. It's like, you could go away for 10 weeks and come back and make bank, but you could also like go away for 10 weeks.
What number would either of you leave your wives and your four amazing dogs and your beautiful couch and your podcast?
Mm-hmm.
How much?
For 10 weeks?
For 10 weeks. And this is an intense show. This is not like any show I've ever done before. Like they're putting me on this show to just get rocked.
Ooh.
Is it American Gladiators?
Oh my gosh.
It's as gnarly, maybe gnarlier.
Hmm.
It's a fight show, dude.
It's
I would do are you going to get like your face punched and stuff?
Easily could get broken things, broken back.
Because that changes it for me. Because if it's just like Survivor style shit where it's
No.
If it's somebody's hurting you physically, if there's physical trauma involved.
10 weeks of physical trauma.
I would have to do like 100, 150K.
Wow.
So you really have a high price for yourself.
A high quote.
I would do 50K if I wasn't going to get my face broken.
All right. What about you, Rob?
You know, it's tough for me because I can't imagine what would be better than what I'm doing right now. I feel like, this is a show that I'm doing just, 24/7. So to leave this show and go do another show, I mean, it would have to be like, it would have to be a really great opportunity.
Also, Spencer, you're more trained in that arena. So like you're doing jiu-jitsu and stuff. Whereas I'm untrained in that, so I wouldn't, for you, it may be a more normal
what
thing.
What I do would not help me in this show.
At all.
At all.
Hmm.
It just depends, because I don't like taking punches.
People want to know, is it tough enough? Is it WWE? Are you training to be a WWE wrestler?
Like I said, from the jump, cannot say any show, can't confirm, guess. It's nice people feel included to guess, but I can't talk about it. All I know is it's 10 weeks. I'm waiting for my final money offer, but on a different show, Red Alert, Heidi, make sure in that other show we're doing, remember how they said all media we were getting locked into? Make sure the podcast, I'm clear to do the podcast.
Will you be able to do the podcast for 10 weeks?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my God.
You'll be disappeared. We'll have to either pre-record or find a substitute.
Yes. Let's pre-record and just have like really late news.
Or really general stuff. Yeah. Just be like, that sounded crazy.
What if you go away and then Rachel goes into labor?
I could have got a scholarship to go play soccer at Princeton. And all I had to do was play at this training camp at Princeton when I was in high school for like, it couldn't have been longer than a month. How long? Maybe max 5 weeks and I like called home, like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I'm just, you know, like, so even to go to Princeton, I couldn't even, you know.
That's the thing, dude. It depends. Is it something you're going to enjoy or is it going to be miserable?
No, I enjoy sitting on the couch and having my podcast once a week.
It's up to you, dude. That's a tough call because maybe is it going to lead to something better by doing
it? Yeah, like it would definitely, it would be the, yeah, no, I wouldn't, whatever, it would be a job. I always, so do I, the question is, do I want a job, you know?
Hmm. Yeah.
Oh, is it The Apprentice?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to say what show it is. Nope to everything.
Would you do the Celebrity Apprentice? I feel like that would be a good...
Yes, I blew it. I was supposed to be on Celebrity Apprentice back in the day. And Donald Trump wanted to have lunch with... This is when my ego was hard to fit in the United States. And Donald... ding, ding, ding. And...
I'm giving you some Celebrity Apprentice music.
Oh, thank you. And Donald Trump wanted to have lunch with me to discuss me being on the show for this season. And I literally was like, I'll tell him to send over the offer first. I don't, you know, I'm like, it was like to go talk about the show. And, you know, like now I've done so many shows. You always go and talk to the EP, make sure you're into it. You know, like it was standard operating procedure. And I was just like, no. Either I'm doing the show or not. I'm not just going to go eat lunch with Donald Trump to eat lunch with Donald Trump. He wants to come here. He can come here.
Wow.
And he didn't.
My ego was so big. There was one time, I won't say what network or what president of the network wanted to meet with Spidey to discuss giving us our own show. But it was a time in my life where I only took meetings at this house that we were renting for like $30,000 a month in Malibu. So I always would tell people, you have to come to us to Malibu. And he was like, no, the whole development team wanted to be in the meeting. I'm like, well, they all need to come to Malibu. And they're like, so you're saying you won't meet with the president of this network who wants to talk about giving Spidey their own show? I go, no, I do. But they just need to do it in Malibu. So I definitely am... made some of the worst decisions any human's ever made.
Yeah, but wasn't that part of the reason why you guys were as big as you were?
I don't know. But
if you were easy to work with, like, wouldn't that have probably, you know, just...
Cheapened you? Where would you be at now? But at a certain point,
like, if a president of a network wants to meet with you, you, like, the axe up for that, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. You should...
And like Heidi just said, we were actually the easiest to work with. That's why we became so hated, because we'd say and do whatever any network exec or producer wanted us to do, whereas most people with like morals and ethics are like, no, I can't say or do that. We'd be like, sure.
Where do you think you'd be if you had made all right decisions throughout your life?
I 100% would have $20 million in the bank.
Wow.
That'd be awesome, dude.
And I would probably, we'd probably be in like a condo with $20 million in the bank, and we would be super boring.
Just driving around flipping people off all day long.
Yeah. Oh, man. What was your wizard advising during this time period?
The wizard helped me go straight into a black. The wizard was a paid. Yeah. Heidi just said the wizard was really a paid demon. The wizard was just taking us, trying to walk us the plank, like just. I think the wizard thought we were going to like, next thing you know, we were going to have a will and like he was going to kill us and we'd have left.
Yeah, once you leave everything to him, he'd kill you.
Yeah,
he's just going to drop you off in the deep end.
Wizard was, at that point, it was a wrap.
Can't believe you had a wizard.
Oh, full deal. Like would bring us his wizard books so that if we wanted to train to be a wizard also, like secret wizard books. Oh, by the way, there is a serious wizard community that like I was not aware of.
Oh, I believe it. And I don't want to piss them off.
Well, I had an all-powerful wizard and all they can do is just sabotage your life.
Well, did you ever think that the wizard was working against you?
No, he was a bad wizard. So it's somebody else paid him to take us out.
Like a Malfoy.
Probably the president of the network was like, you know what? Screw them.
Spencer,
send the wizard in.
Be with us. Send the wizard.
Send the wizard in.
what else? So, yeah. How was Mexico, Tyson?
How was the artist's wedding?
I got a Snapchat from Rachel, said she didn't have one burrito. I was like, you guys are disgusting.
I'm telling you, bro, burritos are a Tex-Mex thing. They're not 100% Mexican, and it's hard to find a burrito in Mexico. We had guacamole every single meal.
All you have to do is ask for tortillas, beans, and cheese, and you make a burrito pretty quick.
Hmm.
Yeah, you can make your own, but why would you make your own when you can pay someone else to just bring you guacamole and chip? All the ingredients were there. We just didn't.
You know what I think they call burritos in Mexico? I could have maybe rolled tacos. I think I remember that.
Rolled tacos. Wow.
Maybe I made that up.
My body is still purging itself of Mexico.
Oh, no.
Well, this is my first week sober off of the burritos. It wasn't the Ecuadorian coffee. Speaking of that, Heidi, will you please pour me some of the Ecuador coffee and some ice? I have it in the fridge.
Oh, that sounds nice.
You're about to get going. You're going to do an iced coffee?
I can't for my heat rashes. I can't have a hot coffee anymore.
Because your esophagus breaks out in a heat
rash? No, like it just brings your body temperature up so fast that I start like getting all tingly and shit.
Wow.
I had to go to the dermatologist because I had a face rash last week and I was like, what happened to me? What is this? And the dermatologist said, like from Harvard, that I'm paying like $300 to like tell me exactly. They're like, oh, that's contact dermatitis. I'm like, well, what's that? And they're like, something you came in contact with broke you out in a rash. I'm like, anything? Can you like narrow it down so I can avoid it? And they're like, there's really no way to tell. I'm like, awesome. So
just don't touch anything.
So I need my bubble to be the new bubble.
You need to be the bubble boy.
Dude.
But like this rash was on
my like Trivial Pursuit?
My whole face. And I had to film for that party show with a rash all over my face. I'm like, nobody's going to be listening to my party details when they could just look at my rash face.
Could you talk a little bit more about the party?
Yeah. They didn't say the party was a secret.
It shouldn't be if you're inviting people.
I said
we need to cut this part out.
People on Facebook.
How many people are going so far?
I think out of the 160 I invited on Facebook, I think I got 4 people who said they're coming.
And I said maybe. Rachel's so pregnant. We're going to try and come out, but Rachel's so pregnant.
So pregnant.
I hope she has her baby at my party.
Oh, my God. Oh, David Tutera could only dream.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He'd deliver that.
My favorite thing when people meet us on camera, too, and they always like have to make a point to say that, well, I imagine you both very differently. It's like, basically, you want to say, I hated you so much and now I can't hate you as much because you really aren't
you're
as
a person.
Bad.
Yeah, no, like, I see that you're a real person.
Yeah, like it looks like you have blood cells.
So I didn't even, I don't look at my Facebook invites. Yeah, I see it now.
Tell your wife who's a friend now.
I see it now. And actually, it looks like 16 people are going, 4 are maybes, 159.
Do you have to have over 100 people there? Is that the deal?
Yeah, I have to. They want a party big enough that I need to have like 130 people. It was so funny when they were asking me, so how many people do you think out of the party? I'm like, realistically, I probably can get like, I probably have 10, 15 people that'll go. And they're like, what? We only throw parties, big parties. We like to do the biggest, best parties ever. I'm like, oh, maybe 25. They're like, no. We do huge parties for like 130, but I'm like, whoa.
Okay, they offered us to get married on that show and they said that we had to have over 100 people at our wedding. And I was like, I don't want that.
Well,
yeah,
I told them, look, do I have to know everybody by first and last name at the party?
Is it going to be in the day or at nighttime?
Nighttime.
Okay.
Where is it going to be? Or is that top secret?
I thought you throw your own party. Now it's like a secret, like let's surprise Spencer. And
but then how do the guests know where to go? That seems like now we can't. How am I supposed to show up if I don't know where?
Because Heidi's going to be like the party thrower with them.
Okay.
Got it. Is it a surprise for you?
So you're not supposed to know on May 15th that you're having a party.
I'm not supposed to know anything. I don't know. All I know is I got a 4K TV. Woo woo!
Yeah. Do you want to invite viewers and podcast people that are listening?
Maybe we have a contest?
Maybe we could do a contest.
What should the contest be?
I don't know. We got to think about it. Let's not rush into that getting some strange rap fan.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got two.
We need to make
what
sure
do you mean some strange rap fan? There's no strange rap fans.
Oh, I see your fans lurking. They're, it's not, I've always heard it's good to be strange, right?
Yeah. It is.
Yeah, they're not boring.
Tyson, you were looking pretty buff in those Snapchat shirtless shots Rachel was posting on the beach. Whoa. In Mexico.
Really? I was feeling flabby and I was like, I should exercise. But if you're thinking I'm looking buff, then maybe I'll forego the exercise for another year.
Well, get the 4K TV in the exercise room and then everyone would be too distracted by the 4K TV. They won't notice what you look like.
All I know is
that's true.
That 4K actually made me want to just, I have my whole Bond Blu-ray DVD set. I got it all. I'm going to do a whole marathon. And by the time I'm done, I won't be fat.
But will those DVDs play in 4K?
No.
They only play in HD, dude.
Whatever.
Okay. This was a story that came up this week. There was an article on BuzzFeed, which is pretty much the website of record on most things. Yeah. They did a study of 32 revelations discovered in going back through Kim Kardashian's Twitter timeline from the beginning. And one of them was that she was at least a tiny bit friendly with Spencer and Heidi.
Yeah, she was on Spencer's show that he created.
Yeah.
At one time she followed us.
On Twitter.
Yes.
And what happened?
What
were you tweeting about that she erased you?
Well, here's what they mentioned in the BuzzFeed article.
Oh, wait, this is on BuzzFeed?
This was on BuzzFeed, yes.
The most reputable news source of our time.
Can you please Google this or email this to me?
I will.
Now?
So this was 32 things they discovered going back through somebody went through Kim Kardashian's Twitter timeline from the beginning. So four was that she was friends with, at least a little bit friends with Spencer and Heidi, because I guess in April 17th, 2009, Spencer tweeted to Kim Kardashian, "Kim, I just read Us Weekly. Your goal is to have a six pack by summer. My goal is to be as ripped as Reggie by summer." Now, did that work? Did that pan out?
I'm still working on that goal.
It's a work of art. Yeah,
this is how long ago this was. This is like three husbands ago for Kim Kardashian.
Okay.
I don't think she married Reggie Bush, but this was like at least serious relationships ago.
Kim Kardashian responded.
Yes, she said, "He's at the gym now. You should go meet him. Let's all work out together." Wow. Could you imagine that scene? You, Heidi, Kim Kardashian and Reggie Bush all working out.
And probably Kanye West like hiding somewhere spying on him.
Yeah. Did that ever end up happening?
No, but she did come and organize Heidi's closet for her.
Yeah. And then also another thing.
That's not a joke.
That's like, true.
That really happened.
Wow.
Kim Kardashian came to their house and organized Heidi's closet.
And they edited it out. They didn't even air that footage. That at one time, Kim didn't make the cut, which is just, that's how crazy life is.
She didn't make the cut of Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No, they filmed that for The Hills. She came on The Hills. It's like Heidi's closet designer and reorganized all Heidi's stuff. And they edited it out.
And this was the other tweet that they mentioned. So on May 18th, 2009, you tweeted, "Can't wait. When are we double dating with Reggie?" And she said, "Are you in town next week? Reggie and I will both be in LA." So did you ever do the double date with,
that's how big my ego was. We weren't even following through on double dates with Kim Kardashian
and Reggie Bush.
What'd you say, Heidi? Or Miley Cyrus. Let's go back to Miley's Twitter thing. We actually went to Miley's house and had a campfire and made s'mores and Miley played the guitar and sang. When before Miley became the new Miley,
she was Hannah Montana.
Yeah,
still?
This was Hannah Montana. And I could tell that I think she invited us over thinking that like I was insane and like on a bunch of stuff. And then
were on Molly.
Yeah. That I was like going to bring like a full party. And like, but then she realized that's just me like sober. So I think she's like, wait, this guy doesn't like come with like a whole like batch of goodies. And she's like, kind of like,
wanted your drugs that you didn't have. Cause you don't do drugs, man.
Exactly.
You're high on life.
And so she saw this like lunatic and was like, that's the guy that'll hook me up. Let's all be friends with him. And then like I got to the house and everyone's like, he's here. And like, hey, Spencer, you know, I could tell I was like supposed to be like the guy. And I ended up being like, can you guys want me to get like anything at the market?
And they're like, yeah, bring all the goods.
Yeah, and I went and brought back cheese puffs, pirate's booty, you know.
Here's what you should do. You should, well, if I were your PR guy back then and I had known that that was why everyone was inviting you everywhere, we would have hired a drug dealer that would have been unofficially affiliated to you so that you would never get in trouble, but he'd be rolling to all the parties with you, hooking people up.
Mm, you need like a turtle.
Yeah, I would get rolled for conspiracy though, I think.
You would?
Yeah, that it's kind of like...
Yeah, like A-Rod's cousin.
But yeah, so tell BuzzFeed to look at Miley's timeline next. Thanks, all BuzzFeed, right. For
yeah, see if they can find
people
that.
Kim once acknowledged Spidey.
And okay, was Miley Cyrus's party like in that video?
No,
for
it wasn't
We Can't
a party.
Stop?
It was just her and her like way older boyfriend at the time, and that's it. It was just like a double date. And
whoa!
It was the four of us in her backyard.
And was Billy Ray like watching you from like the dining room window making
That's
sure
why
that
I was also
weren't.
So concerned. I was like, why are us all of us older people hang? Because her boyfriend was like our age and we're older. I'm like, do her She's parents like want this 16-year-old girl like hanging out? Like, this is not appropriate, I didn't think.
Yeah. Did you keep your distance at least? And what was her boyfriend doing? Was he like snuggling up on her and stuff?
Oh, yeah. They were fully active.
Wow.
That is crazy,
dude. Like how active?
What'd you say, Heidi? What? Heidi said active. That's quite the word.
Whoa. What was going on?
No, they were cuddly. Yeah,
It wasn't like an orgy at Miley Cyrus's house.
No, I mean, they were, you know, definitely not like, they were definitely cuddling.
She can't stop. She won't stop.
Yeah.
But she was really nice. And I hope that Miley is still... exist, you know,
yes.
And there's and a lot of her, you know, growing out armpit hair and dyeing it and all that stuff. Like, I hope that is just an image because she really was a very nice girl.
Okay. Now, one of the other things that was going on this week, did you see a lot of people posting on social media about this website that came out? It's called how-old.net. And it takes a look at pictures of you. You could upload pictures and then it will tell you by the picture how old it thinks you are. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like a guess your weight, guess your age surface act, but virtually.
Virtually. So it has a search bar and you can either upload a photo or you could type in, you could search for a person. I thought it might be fun if we did a search, if we did it for all three of us on the air and then have it guess what it thinks.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, who's, yes.
Can we lie about the results if it tells me I look 80?
No.
And can we use like skinny photos? Because I think a fat photo.
We need a recent photo. So who should we go first? Should we go Tyson or me first?
Because we have to have Spencer last all the time.
Oh, you could go, Spencer.
You're my priority, Spencer.
Or Spencer could go. I felt like that would be
I don't care.
I'll go first.
All right. So I'm going to do a search for Tyson Apostle. Okay. And then it brings up a bunch of pictures. So which one, I shouldn't use one from 5 years ago.
Yeah,
so,
use a recent one.
Let's see. I'm trying to find one that would be a recent one.
And try and choose a young looking one.
Yeah. Here's a picture of you when you won Survivor.
It's probably going to say I look like an old lady.
Yeah.
Where did I see a throwback of you on Survivor? Was it on Rob's website where you are actually 0% body fat and look like you hadn't eaten in 5,000 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I looked like a fucking monster beast. Oh, sorry for the F word, guys.
That's okay.
I looked like a monster, like a good monster, like ripped. Like, you can see my muscles, right?
Wow.
Yeah, you're just the most ripped person ever.
All right, well, let me try this picture of Tyson when he won. Now, this probably isn't fair because you were probably wearing makeup that day.
And a tuxedo t-shirt.
But I'm gonna hit that anyway because all these pictures are younger than you and there's one picture that's JT. So let me just
use the JT one.
Let me just use this photo. According to this, Tyson. It says that you look to be... 44 years old.
Somebody I think already did it and told me that. They beat us to the punch. 44. Use a different picture.
All right. Let me just download. What's a recent picture that I could just upload maybe? Because the rest of these are from when you were on Survivor. There's this one there of you in a baseball hat with a beard. That's a really close up. Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No, but let's do it.
Okay. Let's try this one. All right, let's try this photo. This one says here, 36. Oh, okay. Nailed it, right?
I'm 36 next month.
Okay. All right. So it does work. Maybe that was just you look stressed because you were just $1 million.
Or it looked like an old woman.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, all right. Should we try one? My photo? Okay. So type in Rob Cisternino on how-old.net. So there's all these ones from Survivor when I was 24. We don't.
Yeah, but
we probably
have like a podcast award photo or something up somewhere.
Yeah, we got something somewhere. Let me see. There's one of Malcolm that somehow.
Are you going to use that one?
Yes. Okay. Let me see. The most recent one I think is might be this one. Okay. Even though it's a couple years old, but it's. Yeah, well, let's see. Yeah, I'll use this one. This is like,
I think if you have a shaved face, that probably goes a long way.
Yeah. I'm not going to use a Survivor photo. Okay. So here's my photo, and it says 37.
You're a year older than me.
Yes. And this was from like 2 or 3 years ago, this photo.
And in real life, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're a year older than me in real life, and it guessed a year older, but also like mine did.
Yes.
So it always guesses 1 year older than you actually are.
Yeah, I guess so. It's weird. Like, I don't know the results that it comes up with. One of the results is Stephen Fishback. One of them is my baby. So,
wow. That one would probably be a good one to put up there.
Yeah. Okay. How
Six
old?
Months.
All right. So how old? I'm going to try. This one is Dominic. This is a photo that was from, there was a People magazine article the day that he was born. Okay.
Nice.
This is him like immediately out of the womb.
Who's Dominic?
That's my
His
son.
Baby.
That's,
Your son got yes. a People magazine post?
Yeah, a lot of the survivors do. And according to howold.net, he was about 10 minutes old. He says 5 years old. So it's not scientific.
Maybe he just looked really old when he was born.
5 years old? A five-year-old baby?
He was like 5 minutes old.
And what did the thing say? Five?
Five.
Maybe five's the lowest it goes.
All right, what about this picture of Stephen Fishback here that it thinks of me? It thinks Stephen Fishback is 43 years old. I could see that. I could see.
He's right. My age.
Yeah. All right. And then let's do Spencer.
Okay. All right. Are we going to use that ripped one of him?
I don't know. Well,
you look way more ripped than I did on Survivor, Spencer, when you had the wizard or whatever you were doing.
Yeah.
Lots of Kundalini yoga. We didn't even get into my yoga phase.
Oh, yoga
Jesus,
phase,
dude. You look.
I had a private yoga tutor come in every day for like $350 to like, and I don't even think
was it Vetus?
Yoga. And they were bringing printed up pieces of paper, and I was always like, wait a second, shouldn't you have this shit memorized? Vetus, you should totally come to yoga.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know which. I have a hard time telling young Spencer pictures from older Spencer pictures.
Well,
like some of them, you have like a real baby face, but then
the ones that I look really fat in are older photos. The fat things have been the last 5 years.
Okay. Are you more likely to have a beard in the newer photos or older photos?
I only have beards now when I get heat rashes on my face.
Okay. So here's a picture of Spencer. It says Spencer 36 in this photo.
Oh, I'm almost there. So
almost there. That seems to be the default is 36.
36. Yeah.
So what do you think? Is this say a farce, this website, like the wizards?
It's not terrible, but I think you can just ask someone their age and get a more accurate reading.
Yeah, I think my wizard could have definitely given you a better answer.
Okay. Did the wizard guess ages?
Oh, the wizard. Here's the thing about the wizard. The wizard would know things about my friends that, like, unless they worked for the NSA, should not have known.
Like
so
what?
That's why, I mean, I've blacked out that part of my life. But all I know is that I used to bring up friends that were the biggest haters, that would just laugh at a whole idea of a wizard, weren't into anything. And I would be like, just go in there, have a session with my wizard, tell me if this is real. And they would come out. Like, I mean, it's stuff like, for instance, one time the wizard went behind this Hills, like a talent producer, and stood behind them and started like I was swirling behind his head with the finger. And all of a sudden, the woman didn't even know like that he was doing this swirling thing. And then all of a sudden, the lady just started like giggling and laughing and like, oh my God, acted like she was on ecstasy or some crazy, like was giddy. And another one of my friends, all of a sudden he just like screamed so loud, like out of a horror movie, like an exorcism. And he's like, I have no idea why I just did that. And I was like, I don't know why you did that either. Like, so I saw such crazy stuff that the wizard was doing to my friends that I was like, this has to be legit.
And you think that maybe they were in on it? Like the wizard was like, I'll give you $100 if you just play along.
No, I was paying my friends way more than the wizard could.
Mm. Tyson, what's your take on this?
Why am I not getting paid, Spencer?
Oh, if we'd been friends when I used to pay anyone to talk to me, you'd be paid, dog.
Yeah, so what would you pay Tyson to
That's
be?
That's enough for me.
He's your friend. What would you pay him?
If Tyson came and like just kicked it, I'd probably just give Tyson just 5 hundos. Just boom, here you go, doggy. Boom.
You would just pay him money, not even like a gift? Like here's like Beats headphones?
I would just hand people cash. I used to give valets. And since this is how I'd get murdered at the valet, 3 different valets would come and do like, open a door for me, open a door. And I would go around and give like each valet like 200.
But that's different, I feel like. That's like somebody you would tip normally. You just tip them like exorbitant amounts.
Don't give each valet $200.
Right, but you might give them $2.
But one is I'm handing valets 200, my best friends I'm giving. All right, here's this R&B singer that I was like, quote unquote, thinking about managing. He told me he needed money to help his diapers for his kid or whatever. So I gave him $15,000.
$15,000?
In yes. Diapers or in cash?
Cash.
I feel like you should have done the homeless game where it's like, oh, I'm going to give you food instead of cash. You should have just given him diapers.
No, I 100. And he was always like, I'll get you back one day. And now I want to hit him up. Be like, yo, what's up?
Did he become anything?
No. Nobody I ever had anything to do with became anything.
Was it you? Well, Miley Cyrus.
Well, I didn't have anything with her career.
She was already Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
My management company shut down a long time ago.
So you used to manage people?
I had an imaginary management company that had multiple websites. That's pretty much. I had domain names and business cards and t-shirts.
Well, what credentials did you have to manage people when you have the presidents of networks wanted to have meetings with you and you reject them?
That's my point. That's why innovator management shut down quick.
Who needs that kind of management?
No. Yeah, we'd love to meet with you, but if you can't come to us,
shut it down. Tell them
you
no.
Can't manage your own life. You should not be managing others.
I feel like a lot of management is not good at managing their own life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's other people that can't do, they teach.
Yeah, big news: Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn just broke up.
No, that's sad. Say it ain't
Why
so.
Why do you think?
Because Tiger sucks at golf now. He's like, I'm done with you.
Are you a big golf guy?
I wonder if Tiger went back to like hookers and porn stars, if all of a sudden he'd be like the best golfer again.
All right. Yeah. Maybe you should manage him.
That would be my first pitch to him. What were you doing when you were really good? Let's get your hookers back.
Yeah. I think the answer to that question might be steroids though, not hookers.
So my friend was at a bar last night and he told me, yo dog, the best new thing. I didn't have to buy one drink last night. I'm like, why not? And he goes, because everyone's dancing and looking at the music. I just walk around with an empty glass and I just fill up people's drinks into my drink when they're not looking. I swear to God. And he's dead serious. And I go,
Carl from Workaholics?
And I go, how many drinks do you think you got? He goes, at least 9. I don't know what I've been doing buying drinks all these years. I told my dad this and he's like, has he ever heard of HPV? And I was like, I don't think. No.
Well, does he already have it?
Alcohol,
yeah.
That's what I said. I said he's not drinking out of their glasses. And my dad said, well, it could pass through the saliva. And I was like, I don't think he's. I said, you're talking about a guy who's.
Already got HPV.
Yeah, I was like, if anything, these other people should be worrying about their glasses.
Yeah, I think it's the kind of thing where I think once you're already in the club, like, I think then you don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, so that's the new
Why wear condoms?
Anybody who wants free drinks, you just go to a bar where people are looking another way and you fill your drink up with theirs.
How do you know what they're drinking?
He did not care. I think he was just...
Yeah.
Just
high off life, man, and having a good time.
This same friend almost got jumped by 5 people. I go, why did you almost get jumped? He's like, it's my stupid flash on my phone. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, well, I was taking a picture of this hot ass chick in these tight ass pants of her ass, and the flash went off, and she turned around and saw me pointing the camera at her ass, and she's like, hey, don't take a photo of my ass. And then all her like crew like started trying to like shut up.
He didn't just be like, freedom of speech, bitches.
No, he took a punch to the side of the neck.
Yeah. That's one of those things where the Google Glass would come in handy for that. That's one of the practical uses of the Google Glass. You know, these pictures that people don't want you to take with the flash on the iPhone. That's probably a big problem.
Yeah, all you have to do to get Google Glass to take a picture is say, okay, Glass, take a picture.
Yeah, hey, what did you say?
Nobody's
Wait, were you looking at my ass when you said that? No, no.
Okay, yeah. Google Glass, focus on ass in front of me.
Can you whisper it?
Like, sure.
Okay, Glass, look at that.
But isn't that crazy? You can get beat up by your because of your iPhone flash. Like,
well, that while. I don't think you can get beat up. You get beat up because of your iPhone flash. You get beat up because you're trying to take pictures of some girl's butt when she doesn't want you to.
Yeah.
Well, she had pants on. I would understand if
it was a skirt issue,
a dress. And it's like, if you're wearing tight pants to like the nightclub, you clearly want people to be checking out your ass. So what's the problem if somebody wants to get
Instagram
a photo of it?
No, I think there's a problem.
Instagram it and then use it for their selfish reasons later. That's on them.
No, because I think there's guys out there like with like GoPros on their shoes and stuff that are like doing like crazy stuff.
Yeah, why doesn't she go after the real
That sounds like you've been on a website there, Rob.
I feel like when cameras weren't that small, people were getting in trouble for that sort of thing.
What about the news article?
All throughout the history of the camera, people have been getting in trouble for upskirts and
what about the news article about that bar where that they have the two-way mirror? Did you hear about this?
No.
Yeah.
You did, Tyson?
In the restroom, right?
Yeah, and the girl confronted one of the writers for Gawker, maybe? I don't know. So this woman realized that she was taking a photo and the flash showed that it was a two-way mirror in this bathroom. And she goes to the owner of the bar and she says, there's a two-way mirror in the bathroom. He goes, there's no lock on the door of this like little hidden closet with the mirror, you know, that was his response. So then he like got in this big fight with this woman and, you know, he's been doing interviews about, he's like, I've had that two-way mirror in that bathroom for 30 years. It's not going anywhere. So just FYI to our amazing listeners, just assume there's two-way mirror bathrooms.
All right, so we got a lot to get to still with the news and everything. But first, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And Tyson, this is going to be your first Mother's Day with Rachel. Have you already started planning to do something for her for Mother's Day, even though she's not technically a mom yet?
I don't really usually plan to do anything. It just like in a rush of guilt and whatever, I'll run out that morning and buy flowers at the grocery store or something.
Okay, well,
I'm not as good a husband as Spencer, but Spencer's had more practice than me, to be fair. Yeah,
just a heads up as a guy who knows that you will be expected to get a Mother's Day gift, even though the baby is not here yet. And there's no better Mother's Day gift than Sherry's Berries. Tyson, have you had Sherry's Berries?
Not yet, but I'm excited to try. Please tell me how we can access these berries.
Wait, Sherry's Berries, can you put them in pancakes? Because I love Sherry's Berries in pancakes.
Well, I think that they might melt in a pancake, but I'm sure you could. I bet it would be pretty delicious.
They're supposed to melt. That's what Heidi has been doing for me instead of burritos, making pancakes with Sherry Berries.
Yeah, Sherry Berries are fantastic. They've got delicious strawberries dipped in white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolatey goodness. For the listeners of the Spice and Hour, Sherry's Berries is offering giant, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over 40% savings. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in the code REALITYTV.
How could you afford not to buy?
I don't know. You just need the code REALITYTV when you order. It makes a great Mother's Day gift. Mother's Day is this Sunday coming up.
I'd like to say something about chocolate-covered berries in general, but Sherry's Berries especially, is that they're healthy for you, but they also have that element to chocolate, so they're fun to eat.
Yes, and they don't just have berries, cake truffles, brownie pops, pretzels, and more. The only way you're going to get this deal, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, over 40% off. This offers for the listeners of Spice and Hour when you use the code REALITYTV. Go to berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner, type in REALITYTV, that's reality space TV, at berries.com. Click the microphone and enter the code reality TV. All right. So we're all set for Mother's Day, Tyson.
Yeah. One-stop shopping. I'm going to start doing actually all my grocery shopping on that website.
And I'm telling you, it's going to be Rachel start eating Sherry's berries. It's going to be cheaper than when she goes to the grocery store.
That's right. Actually eating a lot of twin pops, but that's Sherry's berries trumps that by far.
But you only have one baby coming, right?
Yeah. Only one right now.
Yeah. Does that help fertility, twin pops?
I don't know.
Is that lucky?
I just try to eat a bag a night, whether I need it or not.
Okay. All right. You guys ready for the news?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I thought we already did some news, but that was just all the precursors.
Yeah. Well, we'll bang through the news.
Let's get some news. It's crazy, but it happens. Spice and every cat bit.
Yes, spice in news. We've already talked about a lot of news already this week, but there's some other stories that are making the rounds. Of course, many of these stories come to us from our own Spice in intern, Lita. She's at the Spice in intern on Twitter. A lot of people are suggesting stories to her as well during the week.
That's Lita for us. She's really bringing it home, right?
She's doing a great job. She's doing a great job. All right. So, Spencer, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, you're still here. Okay. Just checking. So you got quiet for a while.
I was drinking my coffee.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
You sound excitable now.
Yeah. All right. This was a story that we got a lot. We got a lot of different stories submitted to us this week. So a lot of people are getting tattoos. That's been going on for a while.
I can predict this story already.
Yes. Where are we going, Tyson?
You have an Apple Watch, you're in trouble.
Oh, okay. No,
it doesn't work with full sleeve arm tattoos.
Oh no, that was not where we were going with the story, but good to know. Cause I was considering getting an Apple Watch and a sleeve.
Yeah. And you know what else? You don't have to buy the highest end Apple Watch because people are spray painting the Apple Watch Sport gold and making it look like the 10 grand
Who's
one.
Doing that?
People online.
Spencer, are you doing that?
Doing what?
They're spray painting their lower end iWatch. They're spray painting it gold so it looks like it's the 10 grand version.
Oh, yeah. They have like the quick how to do.
Yeah, you can either spray paint it, you can get it gold leaf, send it in and get it gold leaf covered for like $300. There's a lot of different ways you can do it. But if you have a full sleeve arm tattoo, there's no point in buying one anyways.
Well, I'm not getting one until everyone has them because I don't want every single person coming up and being like, can I see your iWatch? Can I see your Apple Watch? What does it do? Can you show me what it does? It's like, no, go to an Apple store, go to the Genius Bar.
This is what you should do is be like, yeah, and hold it really close to their face. And when they look at it, smack them in the face with
it. Yeah, or maybe could you have a video of like you screaming so then when people like look really close at your Apple Watch, then you could play the video and scare them?
Oh dude.
Could it film them also? By the way, does the Apple Watch have a camera? Because that's going to be the next thing people are getting in trouble for.
I don't think so.
How did they not put a camera
The Samsung
on
watch,
it?
One of the Samsung watches has a camera, but I think they're learning that cameras on the watch aren't that great.
I disagree. You know what they do need is to have a taser on the Apple Watch so it could just like shoot those little like prong things into you.
Did you already start the James Bond marathon?
No, but I did put the DVD in my 4K.
Some guy told me he was going to get an Apple Watch tattoo on his wrist so that he can get the wrist tattoo and doesn't need the Apple Watch.
But
a real Apple Watch won't work on top of an Apple Watch tattoo.
Well, it will work, but probably just not like the like health monitoring stuff.
It doesn't do the health monitor, but it also isn't registered that it's on your wrist, so it keeps like restarting and doing stuff like that.
There are a lot of people with arm sleeves that are getting Apple Watches.
Probably in Santa Monica and Venice Beach area.
Is that true? Did you see a lot of people with arm sleeves at the Aris wedding?
Yeah, there were some.
By the way, did you see then Aris posted a picture of like four guys like running naked on the beach? Were you one of the guys?
I was not one of the guys, but I did see that. But not for very long. How long did you look at that
photo? So is he known for just having an eclectic group of friends?
He is now, I think.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Want to hang out with him? Do you want to invite them all to your party?
I do need 120 people.
Do they have to wear clothes?
They
This is not sex pyramid.
They'll wear clothes, but they'll wear like flowy stuff. We can maybe get his teacher there, his spiritual advisor, and then you bring your wizard and have a wizard's battle.
Yes.
I wish I didn't have a falling out with our wizard.
It'll be like when Yoda fought with like the Emperor in episode 3 of Star Wars.
A new wizard to battle this other guy?
I actually have multiple wizards that I'm in contact with. Oh my gosh. At one time, Heidi, what was that one shaman we had?
A shaman? What did the shaman do?
Oh my gosh, I forgot we moved on from the wizard to the shaman. Isn't it a shaman?
So the wizard and the shaman are two different guys?
Yeah, the wizard was not a Native American. We got like a Native American shaman that's when I got into like the sage. And there was a time where you couldn't come near me or into my house until I had fully saged you off, and you had to take your shoes off. I'd have to sage the bottom of your feet. My parents were getting so sick of hanging out with me. One of the neighbors came up to me finally and was like, "Why does your house always smell like it's on fire?" And I'm like, "Because I need to sage everything." So I would sage in the morning. I would sage throughout the day. I would
Are there people that didn't pass the test and couldn't come in your house because they were sacred?
If people said, "Oh, I don't like that smoke," or "Oh, no, I don't want to," I'd be like, "Well, then you can't come in."
I had a shaman in Brazil once. So once I got voted off Survivor the first time, they gave me, they had a shaman come talk to me at Ponderosa, which is the camp where you hang out after you get voted off. And he was teaching us. He said he had wandered barefoot through the Brazilian deserts for like 30 years, and he survived off like eating bugs, like some real John the Baptist shit.
Wait, are you sure this wasn't Coach?
Yeah, I'm sure. And he was teaching us how to survive off drinking your own urine and teaching us how to ease into drinking your own urine so that you could like, you'd have to drink just a few sips, and you don't want to drink someone else's urine on accident. That's bad for you. But, yeah. And we were like, my mind was blown. I was like, I'm not drinking anybody's urine, especially not my own, but also especially not somebody else's.
Why did they do this at Ponderosa? I thought like at Ponderosa, because you don't drink, they didn't know what to do with you?
Yeah, usually they just entertain. Get him to drink his regular urine.
They usually just entertain people at Ponderosa by giving them just like unlimited access to alcohol, but because you don't drink, they didn't know what to do.
Yeah, they were like,
so they got a shaman to come mess with you.
Well, they do day trips and stuff. It's been a long time since you've been on Survivor, but once you get to Ponderosa as the jury, they'll take you on day trips and have like day activities planned for you so you don't get super bored.
Yeah.
And they had this shaman guy come in, and he did a couple things for us. He only spoke Portuguese, so we had to have a translator there and then also kind of half understand him. And so he talked about how to ease into drinking your own urine and how great it is for you, even though science proves otherwise. And then he talked to us about wandering the fields and just like living off the land. And then he made bracelets for us out of kitchen forks. So he'd just bend them into like these kitchen fork things. And then he'd use the prongs, the four prongs on the fork, and he'd wrap them around like this desert rock thing. So you had like a cool little fork bracelet with the tongs wrapped around a desert rock on top as kind of a, like a decoration. It was kind of interesting, but it didn't convince me to drink my own urine. Spencer, had your shaman talked you into drinking your own urine, is there ever a time that you would have done that, or at least highly considered it?
No, because I probably get like a rash or something. But what did he talk me into? That it was mainly just
money,
all sorts of
stuff,
just paying for things. Like I paid to have like this like star, like my star. I'm not even gonna try to figure out what it was, but like some crazy, they like draw your like all the lines from the psychic sees of the artist, whatever. So I pay like thousands of dollars for this paint, like crazy trippy like star, my star sign, blah, I don't know, blah blah blah. All I know is I was like, this is awesome. Can I get it? Can you? And then they're like, do you want us to frame it? And that's like, I give it back to them. I never saw that again.
What?
I swear.
But you paid for it.
And Heidi's.
Do you think it's
did you get a receipt?
Try and get it?
No, I didn't try to get it. The worst thing I used to do is give like $10,000 crystals to like charities and then like not get any paperwork like that I did it for any tax write-off.
Yeah,
or
so
anything.
You couldn't write it off.
So like every day I think about those missing crystals that like who
got
them.
Is that what charities want? Is those crystals?
Well, they're auctions, so I was thinking that everyone would have been bidding for my powerful crystals.
Yeah.
Were people bidding on them because they were yours or because you had donated good crystals?
Both, I hope.
That's the side that a lot of people don't get to see of Spencer, is how generous he is.
Well, I think we're learning on this episode how generous he is.
The paperwork, so he's still paying full taxes on that stuff.
Yeah.
So in a roundabout way, he's double generous.
Don't even get me started.
Man.
I also got into the crystal healers where they lay all the crystals all over your body.
Well, what was wrong with you? Why did you need so much healing?
No, I was trying to get more powers. This is all healing. This is all about, yeah.
So healing crystals can also give powers.
That was the goal. I was thought that I could become all powerful, like in the secret societies.
Yeah. It's almost like you're like a king in like the Middle Ages, and you have all of these like wizards and alchemists around to like make you.
Oh my God, alchemists! I used to.
Do you remember another part from your past?
Oh my God.
It's like on Game of Thrones.
Okay, what did you get? An alchemist?
Heidi, what were those necklaces?
The crystal necklaces?
Oh, they're special talismans.
Talismans.
Yeah, talismans.
Spend tens of thousands of dollars on these custom talismans, I can't even say it, in like pure gold that were made when moons were aligned. I swear to God, though, this really happened. I'm not making this story up. It's one of the craziest experiences of my whole life, and I did not hallucinate this. I have witnesses. So I asked for all the Jupiter talismans or whatever, and I guess Jupiter comes with like the lightning god or something. All I know is these Jupiter talismans are tied to lightning in some
talismans, I Googled a picture of them. They look dope.
Oh, no, they're insane. I wish I had one of them.
What do we have to look at to see the talisman?
I don't know.
I just Googled talisman and then put images on it, and there's like jewels on them. Dude, I would wear one of those. How much are they?
However much you want to spend, but they custom make them during these moons, and they like melt them at the right time, blah, blah, blah. So here's the crazy story. So as where I'm, the FedEx guy is delivering me my whole box of like Jupiter talismans, I swear to God on everything, this really happened. A lightning bolt, broad daylight, cracks off in the middle of the street, like out of a freaking Marvel movie. I'm not BSing. I'm not even making this story up, to the point the FedEx guy jumped and like screamed. And I was like, whoa, what just happened? And he was like, you see that? And as he's handing me my box of my talismans, mm-hmm. But so as I'm getting these, a lightning bolt cracked off in the street out of nowhere.
Like, what the hell is in this box?
And then I even said to him, you must have my talismans or whatever. So this guy never delivered.
Bet that FedEx guy probably has some great stories.
That's a real story.
I'm saying Amazon.
Of all of the things that they brought to your house during that time period, I'm sure that there is a fan. There's got to be at least 10 stories like that.
That's a real story. Like, I know people are like, yeah, right. Jupiter talismans. Yeah, like this guy.
Thor hates them.
I should track down the guy that I use. This guy must. I would talk to this guy for hours on the phone. You know, like, I was an expert in so many things at one time in my life. If only I could have.
Is he good? Should he be a guest on the podcast?
If I knew all these, I'm so many emails.
How much is he going to charge us to be a guest?
I ended up giving all these talismans to my bodyguards so that they would be all powerful to protect me.
Yeah, but then they could take you down.
Well, they don't take down the guy who's paying them stupid amounts of money to like go get burritos with him.
I guess so.
And it worked because you're still alive, Spencer. So I don't think that was wasted.
That's what I always think. I'm like, what if somebody was trying to murder me at the time and they got scared off by all my bodyguards with talismans?
Fair point.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, somehow we got started all the way back in this story talking about tattoos. Yes. So at the 17th annual South Florida Tattoo Expo, there's been a big trend that's been reported. World famous love psychic Jill Dane is predicting that she expects anal tattoos to become the next big thing.
That seems totally logical.
Now, can you wear an Apple Watch with an anal tattoo?
Like, I could see a lot of girls and guys, hypothetically, I could see a no, and they could use the
O for the N-O.
Yeah, and I could see no, and then circle cross, you know, like.
Yeah, I think I would get like a tribal thing, like you'd have around your arm.
I'd get like a barbed wire thing. Have you ever seen the movie Barbed Wire with Pamela Lee Anderson?
That's literally, that's badass. Nobody would mess with you.
I think that is the go-to. The question is, what are the people that like that area like now open for business type?
I don't know. But the woman that they talked to who had this, she got her boyfriend's name.
So what happens if you
got her what?
She got the boyfriend. Her boyfriend's name was what she got, and this psychic is legit because this same psychic also predicted that Howard K. Stern was responsible for Anna Nicole Smith's death. So she does have some credentials.
Do you need to do an anal bleaching before the tattoo?
I don't know. Well, I think it depends what you're going to get.
Like the shade,
what you want the canvas to be,
the shade, the coloring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause if you're just getting a solid black tattoo, like the size of a bologna patty, I don't really feel like there's reason to bleach beforehand.
Did you put the bologna in the microwave this week? Like you said you were going to?
Oh, I got to do that. Okay. I was in Mexico, man. Bologna's hard to come by down there.
All right. You know, we've had so much talk about wizards on the podcast these last couple of weeks. We have another story about wizards. So, there's an official government-appointed wizard of New Zealand now that he originally started as sort of a public preacher, but who was a tourist attraction. So the church has made him the Wizard of Christchurch. And then in 1990, they made him the official Wizard of New Zealand with responsibilities of casting out evil spirits and protecting the government as well as cheering up the masses. And he casts spells to help the country
win. So he's kind of like a jester and a wizard?
I guess so. He helps the country win rugby games, and he breaks droughts with rain dances, and his name is legally the Wizard.
That's a solid name. Yes.
That's Stephen Fishback's nickname.
So is it first name the, last name Wizard, or how's it go?
I got your daughter's new name picked out.
The Wizard.
The Wizard.
Yes. And ironically, that New Zealand is also the place where they're making all these Lord of the Rings movies.
Whoa, that is ironical.
Yeah. It's a real Gandalf.
It is a real Gandalf.
Yeah. So was your wizard from New Zealand, Spencer?
My wizard reminds me of Sal from Better Call Sal.
Better Call Sal or Better Call Saul?
Saul.
Wow. So you feel like he was like a shyster wizard?
1,000,000,000%.
Hold on, cast a spell.
Did you get him?
You've already put so many spells against me because I went after him.
What do you mean you went after him? How do you go after a wizard?
He said that I was attacking him in his dreams and to get out of his mind.
You're like Freddy Krueger?
That's what he said. He said that nobody's ever been able to breach my dream walls until you, and I don't like your thoughts of what you're doing to me in my dreams, because I was so mad at him.
1, 2, Spencer's coming for you.
So yeah, he looked pretty freaked out about it.
Like, hold on. So after the wizard, did you get the talisman, and did the talisman give you the power to go into the wizard's dreams?
No, the wizard wore a talisman, and I asked him, why do you have that? And he goes, because he didn't wear crystals, and I was all covered in crystals. He's like, I don't know. I think I get more power from the talisman, la, 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 la. And
did he have an accent like that?
He talked all wizardy. He talked all wizardy. And so then I was like, wait, why do you get talismans? So I got like, no joke, 40. You know what? I think I have a photo of me wearing 40 talismans that I can send you to post, because I don't think anyone believes me right now until I get this photo.
Oh, yeah, wow. Please actually post those, because I want a talisman now. If you find one and are willing to give me a discount on it,
See, that's why I wish I didn't throw away or just let everyone steal everything from me, because I would have so many funny memories.
Yeah, you'd have so much cool stuff to wear now. Because I think when you wear it seriously, it's kind of asshole-y, but when you wear it as a joke, it's hilarious and awesome.
Well, like kind of like your wedding ring. Mm.
Exactly. Like, I know it's ridiculous, and that's what makes it so great.
How about that hater that found your wedding ring online for like $8?
That's a cheap one. That's a cheap silver one. Mine's solid gold with a black diamond in its mouth. Do you think his is solid gold with a black diamond in its mouth?
That I was like, oh my gosh, Tyson has an $8 wedding ring.
Yeah.
That's $8 more than I spent on our first wedding rings, though.
Because yeah, you probably got them for free.
Yeah, no, nobody cares about the guy's wedding ring.
We got them in Mexico. They were made out of leather.
Leather?
Heidi still has hers.
Whoa. So you made them if they were free?
No, we bought them in a little spot.
So wait, they weren't free?
No, I said that they were not $8. They were like 8 pesos.
Oh, they were cheaper.
Oh. 8 pesos? Okay.
I actually have that ring, the ring that he showed. I have that in gold with ruby eyes and cubic zirconia in the mouth.
So just basically tell that hater to back off.
Okay, yeah, so off. I showed everyone my real ring. I'm going to go run and grab my other ring too. Okay. My backup ring. I'll be right back.
Okay.
2 seconds.
Rob, just
kill time.
Yes.
Rob, do you do a podcast on Black Sails?
Black Sails? No, I don't even know what that is.
You don't watch Black Sails?
No.
Oh my gosh.
What's Black Sails? Is it like a pirate thing?
Yes. It's the pirate show produced by Michael Bay.
Yeah. Why? Oh, has it been on for a while?
Two seasons.
And is it good?
It's incredible.
Yeah. Who else is in that?
I'm back too, by the way.
Nobody I like know their names, okay, but they're all great.
There was
pirates.
Like another pirate show that came out at the same time, but it had like somebody big. It's like there was like a name in the other one.
Oh, that was John Malkovich. Yeah. And that was on NBC, and that was called like Blackbeard. I think.
And what is Black Sail on?
Stars.
Stars.
Arr.
Stars. Watch Black Sail.
Only on some
Stars.
Some photos that look so crazy, I've like deleted them out of my iPhoto. I hope this one wasn't one of them.
So Tyson, got your ring, you're showing it to Periscope people?
Yeah, I showed it. So I have this. So the ring the guy showed online is the same mold as this ring. I have this ring in gold, but it's super duper thin and janky. And it has a ruby in each eye and a cubic zirconia in the mouth, but the mold and the thickness of the gold is not as nice as the wedding ring I have now. I wear this one when I go to places like Mexico and stuff, so if somebody chops my finger off, they're only getting $300 for it instead of $3,500.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want it to be worth it to get your finger chopped off?
Well, then you're out $3,500.
I guess so, and a finger. And a finger. And replacement fingers are expensive.
They're really expensive unless you just do like a hot dog or something.
I thought, couldn't he just
can you
put
sew a hot dog and eventually it will become your body or a starfish arm?
I thought you could just put your finger in milk and then they could sew it back on.
Yeah, but if they chop your finger and take it with them because the ring's on it, you have to ask them to put it in milk. If you're a criminal, what you should do, chop the finger, put it in milk, and then ransom
it. Why wouldn't
that
you
shit.
Give them the ring?
You ransom it. Why wouldn't you give them the ring? Well, sometimes you're just like, let's say you're hanging your hand out the door and somebody walks past, chop finger. Haven't you ever heard that horror story of wearing a nice watch and hanging your arm out the window?
An Apple Watch? Well, that's why I have a tattoo sleeve.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I think
that way people know not to cut my arm off because I don't have the Apple Watch with the $10,000 gold band.
Well, I think that, but what if you spray painted it and they thought it was?
Then I'd feel really stupid.
So I think that there are stories of people getting their fingers chopped off for their rings, but maybe I just made that up.
All right.
I always heard that.
All right, let's do a couple more news stories here.
Okay.
So this is a horrible story. Either you guys eat tuna?
Sometimes.
Now, a lot of people are worried about the mercury in tuna, but
yeah, I think that's a marketing.
Rachel shouldn't eat
beef
it.
Beef and chicken.
Yeah. So the Bumblebee Tuna Company is being sued for accidentally cooking a man with a ton of tuna in an industrial oven. There was a maintenance man. He was working on the oven and they thought he was in the bathroom. So they turned it on. And basically then they put 1,200 pounds of canned tuna in with him and then turned the oven on.
So do you think he was going to the bathroom in the oven? So they were half right?
No.
Why was he in the oven?
Oh, no.
Oh, he's doing maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they slow cooked him? Do you think it was a slow cook?
It was 270 degrees in the oven.
That is slow, dude.
Yeah.
270, because you bake a cake at like 400 or 450 or something.
Yeah, it's just a really hard, that's a horror story. That's a really
terrible story. Even like, I'm kind of bummed you brought it up, man.
Yeah.
So you're saying that there's people that ate a human in their tuna?
I think they said, hey, where was that guy? And they said, oh boy.
They figured it out. And then what they did was they just separated.
Oh my gosh, I found a photo of me opening all of my, this is incredible. Not only did I do the talismans, you'll see in the photo, I would have these custom mirrors made.
Mirrors?
Yeah, like, mirrors that like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. So, who should I email this to?
Rob.
If you want us to see it now, you have to like tweet it or something.
Yeah, tweet that picture of it.
I'll send it to Tyson because this can go public. Why can't the world can see this beauty?
Okay.
Oh, we can't. It can't go public.
Heidi's nervous about it.
What are you nervous about?
Is there cocaine in the box too?
I wish I had this ring. I had a gold Jupiter talisman ring made for like $5,000. And I had one made for Heidi.
And your diamond ring.
Is that it that I'm wearing it? I
thought
that
was your diamond
ring.
Okay.
Oh, that is my diamond ring.
Oh,
I got so robbed. Crazy that people will just rob you.
That's why you got to be tight. You know, your inner circle. You have all these crooks that want to come out of the woodwork.
Can I show this? Can I show this to my periscopers?
Yeah, this is like what happened to Hammer.
Yeah, show them just so they know I really had them. Those are all talismans I'm wearing.
Okay, I'll have to check that out after.
I'm so jelly of all that stuff, man.
All right, I've got one last news story, and this happened to be, according to Lita, this was the most requested news story of the week. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that's important.
All right. People were begging Lita for us to talk about this.
It sounds like it is important. Let's first gauge on a scale of 1 to 10 how important you think this story is on the world scale.
Oh, I think I know what it is, and it's like a 9.
Whoa, Spencer?
0.
0?
Because I'm half like torn between thinking it's something real stupid and thinking that it's something dope. Somebody says a 7 and somebody says a 9.7, so let's go with it,
8.3. All right, so there's a potential new trend that's going on. We've talked a lot about funerals on this show and strippers at funerals, but there's a new trend. A lot of people get cremated after they die.
Yeah,
and
I
so
would.
Some people are putting the ashes of a deceased loved one into a sex toy.
I've heard about
that. I just got. Heidi just said she'd do that for me.
She would do that for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. The designer of the product claims that one of the aspects of grief is missing the intimacy you had with someone. So this helps alleviate that. He got the idea from an old woman whose husband's ashes were in the jar, but she felt like that she didn't feel like that she reflected the love for him, so that they can put the ashes into a some sort of a phallic device.
Yeah,
and
I
then
feel like this is okay for like a love, like a spouse or like a lover, but I think if it's like a family member, like a brother or something, you wouldn't want to do this, really.
Yeah, yeah, that's for the one. Like, you know. I would want this to happen to me. This is how I want to go.
And then who gets the so-called toy?
I'd like to go to my wife.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I just hope that like then there's not a new boyfriend and then he's like, well, let's just throw this thing away. We don't need this anymore.
I want to go like a Viking, like put me out on like Utah Lake or Provo River in Utah and then shoot flaming arrows at the boat my dead body's lying on.
Speaking of
ash or whatever, what's it called?
Cremation.
Cremation.
My mom and I got in a huge argument because she said she wanted her ashes dumped in front of the beach house. And I was like, well, I'm not doing that. And she's like, it's in my will. And I'm like, well, I don't want your dead body in ashes where I swim.
On my house.
Yeah. Where I swim. And she's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, why would I want to have my mom's ashes where I swim? That means I could be swimming and I could, swallow some salt water and it would be mom ashes in my salt water. I was like, no, I won't do that. And she goes, well, I'm calling your sister. She'll do it. And I was like, well, she's not going to do it because I'm going to make sure your ashes get buried.
Okay.
So wait, you're going to get a grave plot for her and then bury her ashes there?
Yeah. And she was all mad. She's like, I can't believe you won't even my final wish. And I was like, well, find a different ocean to put your ashes in.
So you won't do that for your mom?
No.
Okay.
I feel like ash is ash though. At that point, I think it's all the same makeup. So I really feel like I understand where you're coming from, but I also feel like the ocean would probably wash it all away and it would be fish food. Yeah. And it would be gone before you.
I say just do it.
How often do you swim out there?
Or at least tell her you're going to do it and make her happy. But then you don't have to. Just do whatever.
A few miles out. She's like, no, right at the shore break.
Speaking of shore break, how are the waves right now? Do I need to come out and do some body surfing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is it dope out there?
Is it dope? Oh,
well, besides the like 3 billion weird jellyfish that washed up on the beach.
The mashed dead jellyfish exodus.
I guess they're not jellyfish. They're like sea sailors. I don't know.
Sea sailors. Okay. Now I've got no more news stories, but we did start last week. We mentioned on the show that we have a voicemail inbox where people can call in and leave voicemail for Spicin. We got some. So let me just play you guys one voicemail. It's a quick one, so we'll just knock this out. If people want to send their voicemails into the show, they can send them into robisawebsite.com/spicinvoicemail. robisawebsite.com/spicinvoicemail. Here is a question from Patrick.
Hey, Spicin and Rob. This is Pat from Long Island, New York. I really want to grow a beard, but my girlfriend thinks it's a bad idea because I'd grow a flesh-colored beard. So I was wondering, how do I convince my girlfriend that it's a great idea to grow a beard? And also, what are some good tips and tricks in growing a flesh-colored beard? Thanks, guys.
Dude, Spencer, just show him a picture of Spencer with his flesh-colored beard because it is dope as shit, bro. And then... I don't think the only trick is to let it keep going, even because your girlfriend's going to be like, that is some gross stuff on your face, and just be like, no, it's not, and keep going with it. Mm. She's going to discourage you, and you got to just persevere, man.
Well, here's the question. Are you even lucky enough to grow a flesh-colored beard? Maybe you don't have that ability. Maybe it'll come out one of those weird like black colors or brown colors.
I thought you were going to say red and I was going to cry because my beard is like reddish. Even though I have a flesh-colored mustache, my beard is reddish.
No comment.
Yeah. Do you suggest dyeing the beard like a Just for Men type?
I thought about putting sun in mine.
Yeah.
Why don't you just like lemon juice all over your face?
Yeah, that's what sun in is essentially.
Oh, all I know is when Rachel makes fun of your beard on Snapchat, it's pretty funny.
What does she say?
She like films a bunch of like gnarly like straight duck hunter mountain man beards and then she like pans to Tyson. She's like, look at Tyson's cute little beard.
Does that bother you, Tyson?
It's a little emasculating, but I've grown accustomed to it. You know, you take the good with the bad when you're married. If there's,
Yeah. Yeah.
You know how it is.
I know how it is.
You don't get pineapple pizza anymore and you're probably not that hurt by it.
Yeah. I mean, it's good pineapple pizza. It's not my favorite, but it is good. I would like to, I feel like it's not as I feel somewhat healthy. If you're like, hey, I want a good pineapple, then I won't feel like a total loser.
Yeah, I got some natural sugar on my pizza.
Yeah. My wife says, no, we're not doing that. All right. So, hopefully Patrick was, that's what I'm saying. So hopefully Patrick is able to get some information from that and figure out a way to go and keep his girlfriend happy with that beard. All right. So just if people want to get their voicemails in for next week, robswebsite.com/spicingvoicemail. That's the only one that we're going to play here. We have other ones, but we're just out of time.
Okay.
Out of time. Here we go again.
Yeah. We're out of time.
All right, fine.
Okay. Do we have a hashtag for this episode of the podcast? I feel like we covered a lot of ground here.
We were going to hijack somebody's wedding hashtag. I'm going to tweet and see what the latest wedding is.
I love somebody Twittered me like, Spicenhour, you probably shouldn't be talking about hijacking anything on your podcast. It was like, great point.
Like, we're not talking about like,
don't even say it, Rob.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about something. We're talking about hashtags.
We're talking about hashtags. We're talking about hashtags here. Not talking about.
Yeah.
I'm hoping there's a hashtag on this one. Nope. I'm trying to find a recent wedding hashtag of somebody's wedding.
Oh, I know. Hashtag. We could take hashtag Maypack.
Here we go. Here's one. The McLeland wedding. Yeah. Scenes from Kauai, the McLeland wedding. MC, well, there's only two tweets. I want someone to be like, check their hashtag for their wedding.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we save that for somebody who's going to a wedding and then that they're going to punk their friend and tell us which wedding to do.
Okay.
All right. We talked about a lot of things here.
What about hashtag 4K podcast?
4K podcast? Hashtag contact dermatitis?
Yo, you like that?
Wrote that down. Something about a shaman.
Hashtag.
Yeah, we got the shaman, the 4K shaman.
Your Apple Watch sleeve.
Something talisman. I'm really in love with the talismans.
Yeah, talisman.
Jupiter talisman.
I'm so sad I don't even have one I could send you. I'm like, it's mind-boggling.
Right. I've been looking them up online. They're expensive.
What's the cheapest one you found?
Well, you can get cheap, like stupid looking ones on Amazon for like $20.
No, the real deal ones that they like.
Yeah, the gold like, with all the jewels and stuff.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, they're like thousands of dollars.
Okay. All right. Do you want your Jupiter talisman?
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure it's not really taken yet.
Oh, on a side note, this is random for our listeners. Never send back food. I got a few friends that work at restaurants.
Okay, good.
And those stories are true.
Yeah. So what do they do? Real quick.
One of the things the other day, they said somebody sent their steak back and said it was cold. And I guess everyone in like the kitchen, like they're all like playing patty cake, tossing around. Oh, hot potato. Like it is. Is this too hot? And like everyone just throwing this meat around. It's messed up.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell us the restaurant?
No.
Yeah.
But it's a really nice restaurant that I was like, oh my God, if that happens there, what happens at not really nice restaurants?
Yeah. Let's hope it's not Nobu because you used to frequent that place.
I never send it back.
I just like how you say Nobu.
What is it?
Nobu. I don't know. It just sounds funny when you say
Nobu.
It.
How do you say it?
Nobu.
Okay. I just say it like
you are so used to. You're just so used to scaring people. You go no boo.
Yeah, Jupiter's talisman is a perfect hashtag because there's only two tweets total with that, and they were like 5 years ago.
Okay, Jupiter talisman, it is. Okay, and we'll see if the lightning will strike our social media.
That lightning story, I swear, is real. Heidi witnessed it. It was. Heidi says the only time she's ever seen lightning bolt hit the ground.
Could we get that FedEx guy on the podcast to talk about this?
It was not raining or stormy out and there were no clouds when this and Jupiter was the talisman of lightning. Like if you like research.
And you were on like a vision quest from the shaman, on LSD.
I just walked out midday to get my FedEx that I've been waiting for and checking the tracking, all excited. And as he's handing it to me, boom, hits the ground in the driveway. It's the most insane thing ever.
So where are you buying this? Talisman.com?
No, I wish I had. This was the guy the wizard used, like a real, because you have to be a, what do they call when they make the talismans? There's a famous, an alchemist.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a talis craftsman.
No, and all the planets have to be aligned and you have to have special I think it's an alchemist. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. Well, this was a fantastic edition of the Spice and Hour. The hour goes by so fast, and we get to an hour and 30 minutes like nothing. So great job, everybody, this week.
Thank you. Thanks, Rob.
Okay. All right. Oh, and
I did have one news. I'm going to Periscope me talking to my high school later this week on Thursday morning.
Whoa.
And then we have the Rob Has a Podcast Survivor
Series.
Yeah,
this is Tyson week. This is, you know, this is just the beginning of my talking with Tyson this week, Spencer. I hope you don't get too jealous, but I'm going to be talking with Tyson for a good, I'd say probably around in the ballpark about 3 hours on Thursday about this upcoming Survivor episode.
Rub it in.
Yeah.
Spencer, we can call and talk all day long too, because we don't have anything. That's the only thing I got planned all week.
Well, my schedule is pretty open right now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. So the highly anticipated Tyson cast. Spencer, do you know that Tyson holds the record for longest podcast ever in the history of Rob's podcast? We did a podcast that was over 4 hours one time.
We can easily beat that.
Well, we're not even halfway. We wouldn't even be halfway.
Just clear your schedule. I can talk for till the sun don't shine.
let's say this. If when we tweet this out and we get a certain amount of retweets on the advertisement for it, we will break the record.
Wait, what's the book? Let's beat Guinness.
I think it's like over a day. I think it's over a day.
We can easily do over a day.
We should actually try for that one day, Rob. But honestly, Rob, if we got 1,000 retweets on the Spice and Hour tweet, you wouldn't consider doing a 4-hour podcast with us?
All right, that's fine. I would do it, but it would have to be over the summer. I've got too much going
over
on right
the
now.
Summer, can we go after the Guinness Book record?
No, because that's over a day.
But what's wrong? What if we got 10,000 retweets? Then could we go for the Guinness Book?
What's wrong with being? Oh, we could be in the history books. Why? What a day? That's nothing. We could just talk stories.
Right, well, we can look into. We can explore because I think you have to have like somebody there from Guinness Book of World Record to verify.
I have a guest bedroom. Yeah. Guinness can come stay with us.
Spencer definitely has the clout to get Guinness on the phone.
And I'm not sure how many pee breaks you're allowed in that record setting podcast.
Well, you just have a colostomy bag.
I don't think that's
and
for pee.
You have a colostomy bag.
Or
and
you
pee
just pee on the floor.
Well,
all right.
Think about how many retweets it's going to take to get us to do either our RHAP record or
1,000 retweets for the RHAP record.
And then how many for a world record?
I bet what we could go after right now that does the longest Periscope live stream.
We might have already beat it.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. All right. Well, great show this week, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. All right. There you have it. That's Spice and Hour. Great job by Spice in here on the podcast. We got so much coming up the rest of the week here on Rob Has a Podcast. We've got Tyson back on Thursday. Survivor Know-It-Alls this Wednesday. We'll talk to the next person kicked off Survivor, the people kicked off of Big Brother. So much more to do. And plus a bonus podcast with the winner of Survivor Philippines, Denise Stapley. So check that all out on robiswebsite.com. Have a good one, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.
Bye.